I mean, the same thing you was carrying?
No, if you tote anything, it's something heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as toting heavy things.
Would you have to have your arms around it? Or would you tow the suitcase?
No, you carry it by the handle.
Mm-hmm. Tote then something you mm-hmm. have your arms around. You might tell a child, that stove is very hot, so...
Watch out.
Or,
it'll burn you.
Or don't.
Don't touch it.
And say if you needed a hammer, you might tell someone go.
Bring.
Okay. And remember what a game that children would play where one of them would close his eyes and count, and others would run and hide?
Hide and seek.
Okay. Do you remember what they called the tree that you could touch and be safe?
Base. I don't remember.
What about in football? You run toward the
goal.
And you say you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
And you say, I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And I've been fishing all day, but I haven't
caught.
And you might tell someone, there's no need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll
wait.
Wait. What, you?
Wait for you.
Okay. And say if you're about to punish a child, you might tell you not to punish him, just give me another
chance.
And say if a man was in a very good mood, you might say he's in a very good
humor.
And say, well, we've got termites, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
rid of them.
Any other expression you've heard?
I don't think so.
You ever heard get shed on them?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Would you say that yourself?
No, I think it's say get rid of them.
Okay. And say if a boy left his best pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it, he'd say, I bet someone
stole it.
Any other word?
Swiped it.
Okay. And you say, I have just what him a letter.
Just wrote.
And yesterday I
wrote.
And tomorrow I
write.
And you say, I wrote it and it was time I was getting it.
Answer.
And you say, you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you...
Interested.
Okay. And anything old people used to say?
Backed it.
Okay. And you say, well, I was going to write it, but I didn't know who...
Address.
And say if a child's learned something new, like maybe there's a whistle, his parents might ask him.
Taught you.
Okay. And say if I ask you when you were going to go to Miami, and I say, well, I'm not real sure, but it's going to stand now. We're
planning.
Okay. Any other word besides planning?
Hope.
Would you ever say we're aiming or fixing to go? Or?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And a child that's always running and telling on the other children.
A tattletale.
Okay. Would you use that word about adults?
Might. I thought they were a tattletale.
What does it mean when you talk about adults?
They just tell everything, I guess.
It means gossip?
Yeah.
Say if you wanted to brighten up a room for a party and you had a lot of things growing out in your garden, you might say you're going to go out and
gather. Tell me again. Read it again.
What did you say?
Gather.
Gather what?
Things to decorate with.
Okay. Which might be things growing in your garden. You might be.
I don't know.
Say if you're talking about roses or something like that.
Oh, flowers.
Okay. Would you say gather flowers?
You'd cut them.
Okay. It's something that a child plays with, you'd call a
toy.
Do you ever, any other word you've heard used?
I don't think.
Do you ever hear play pretty?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Don't hear it used very often, but I've heard of it.
What's that?
Play pretty.
Who would use it?
You'd use it for anything for a small child, a grown person would use it.
And,